Frank Show. UFC fans probably already watching The Ultimate Fighter Season 18 on Fox Sports 1. It premiered last Wednesday. I watched a special season this season. It's different. They're featuring 16 men and 16 women. And the coaches, first time we've had female coaches.
Love it.
Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey. And we got Miesha Tate on the phone. Hello, Miesha.
Hey, Miesha.
Hi. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again. I watched the premiere last Wednesday of The Ultimate Fighter, and tension right off the bat you and Ronda.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did you guys expect it to be any different?
Well, I guess I did in a way where it's like I've watched The Ultimate Fighter in the past, and I've seen guys who have, you know, the male coaches who know they're going to fight at the end, and like John Jones and Chael Sonnen. And you figure, you know, if anyone's going to go out there and like try and be edgy off the bat, it might be Chael. But it seems like those guys, it was about the fighters. It wasn't about them. But it seems like Ronda's having a nervous breakdown from the beginning.
She is so emotional, you guys. I can't talk about anything besides what happened in the first episode specifically, but I did just, they sent me to Vegas and I watched some clips of things that happened over the season, and did some interviews for an episode that we'll play later. But let me just tell you guys, she is just so emotional. She's so up and down. It's just crazy.
I think there's so much pressure, Miesha.
Charged is. I mean, she's crying 1 minute, and then she's laughing the next, and she's mean mugging me as soon as I walk in. It's just... It's funny.
I think there's a lot of, I mean, obviously there's pressure on both of you, but I mean, I think there's so much pressure on her, and especially she's probably nervous because I'm reading stuff you've said, and I cannot wait for this fight, Miesha. But I mean, you said one of your comments was, I would love nothing more than to break her jaw. If you said that about me, I'd probably get super emotional too. I'm like, I'm actually scared. And Ronda Rousey's supposed to be this badass, and now it's like, oh my God, I'm actually afraid Miesha Tate's going to break my jaw.
That's true. Maybe those kind of comments are getting to her psyche a little bit.
I think it is. I think you're successfully getting under her skin.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're winning the psychological game. And like I said, I watched the premiere episode on Wednesday of The Ultimate Fighter Season 18, and it showed, next week, and it shows, you know, Ronda, you know, in her own little, like, testimonial, whatever, the confessional, just talking to her, and her eyes are welled up with tears, saying, you know, she's going to pay for every smirk on her face, every smile, and it's just like, you are winning the mental war. I can't wait for this fight either. It's going to happen in December. December 28th, you two are going to match up in UFC 168.
I'll be there.
And get it on once again. Now, as a coach this season, like I said, there's men and women on the show. It's a season like no other. And they're all bantamweight. So the women weigh 135 pounds, and so do the guys. Now, in practices, do the men and the women spar with each other?
Yeah, of course. We're all about that equal opportunity. And the girls are used to training with men, but not all of the men are used to training with women. So they had a little of an adjustment period or whatnot. But then I think they realized pretty quickly that the girls are serious and legit, and they better, watch their P's and Q's or they're going to be getting caught.
And you're used to that too, right, Miesha? I mean, you were a high school wrestler, so you had to fight. You probably had to deal with very early on guys that didn't want to wrestle you.
Absolutely. I very seldom have the opportunity to wrestle women or compete against women. So for me, that's like normal.
I'd wrestle you.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd wrestle you too. We both wrestle you at the same time.
And we both lose. We both get our ass.
It's funny. I didn't have as many volunteers in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many volunteers do you have after that ESPN photo shoot where you're all naked jumping up in the on the beach or something like
Miesha.
That? That looked good.
Mm. Oh, a few more.
were you was that the first time like you were did any kind of posing naked for anything?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean it's not something that I like was my mission to do or anything. You know what I mean? Getting nude on a public beach is very intimidating.
Were there people who could see you from a distance or was the whole beach closed off?
Well, you didn't see anything. You didn't see
it. Well, but she's standing out there naked. I mean, you were naked on a public beach. Were there people who, like, some pedestrians who were watching from a distance, or was it completely closed off?
Just crazy as I could see, like, this little, like, restaurant. Like, I mean, it was...
Can you imagine what they were seeing?
Out, like, people, but I could tell that there was, like, people out on, like, the deck of it, like, kind of just walking around. Like, you could see, and they're really tiny. And I was just thinking, man, like, what if one of them has, like, a pair of binoculars or something? And yeah, I don't know it, you know? Like, there's all these really big houses next to me, too. So it was on a private piece of property, but I was so paranoid the whole time. Like, I was just waiting for, like, someone to be, like, out on their porch and be like, oh, my God, like, make him go away, you know?
I heard that restaurant, yeah, that restaurant is now using that as a whole promotion. The fact that you were on the beach there naked, that the restaurant is actually using that as promotion. They're selling Meech's tater tots because you can see your tater tots that one day. Now, going back to the Ultimate Fighter 18, this first fight is the first fight between your team and Ronda's team. Ronda had first pick, I guess, and she picked her number one pick against your number one pick, like right out of the box. And the girl on your team is somebody you train with, and that is your friend. And she probably did that to try to get under your skin. And I'm really looking forward to this fight. I know you can't talk about it till you know after it's over, but tell us a little about this this girl that you train. What's her name?
Her name's Juliana Pena. And she's just badass. She's awesome. She's one of the toughest girls I have ever trained with, and one of the toughest girls I've ever watched fight. So she's a little crazy in and outside of the cage, but it works. I think we're all a little crazy.
You have to be.
Yeah.
So she's just got her own flavor of crazy.
Well, if you are going to turn on the Ultimate Fighter 18 on Fox Sports 1, do it on Wednesday. Because the first fight is going to be the top two women, which is number one pick of Meesha and the number one pick of Ronda are going to be fighting in the second episode. So this is going to be a hell of a season. So thank you so much, and good luck on December 8th, December 28th. Good luck.
Thanks, Meesha.
Thank you, Meesha.
End abruptly.
Oh, I don't know.
They cut her off. They cut her off. She had to move on. We talked to her too long.
Sorry, Meesha.
Well, hell, somebody else talked to her too long. We got her a minute late, so I took an extra minute with her. Sorry. Next time, let's get her in here. I know she's busy right now doing this this series.
Meesha all over her tape.
Mm-hmm, really? You got a crush on her? Is that your type, totally?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. It is, totally. Get her in here. Watch Heidi just melt.
I get off the ground like I did with Ronda Rousey. Oh, do an armbar on me. Oh, what's that like? I have no idea. Meesha, what would you do to me if we were in the ring?
Wrestle me. Show me your ground and pound. Okay.
Look at Heidi Hamilton. She's not even putting up a fight. No, I'm not. Not even putting up a fight. Mm-mm.
What is she tapping with her tongue? I don't know. She's tongue tapping something.
I'm not tapping out. I'm tapping in.
What was that?
I have no idea.
I'm zaddy.
Frank, I don't know. I was in some weird character. Yeah, I don't even know what happened. Hopefully she doesn't show up again. That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.